Iraq is fast approaching another critical milestone. Its new elected government must draft a permanent constitution. We've reached two former political advisors to the Coalition Provisional Authority to discuss that and more. Larry Diamond is now a senior fellow at Stanford University's Hoover Institution. Michael Rubin is an expert on Mideast politics at the American Enterprise Institute. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Rubin.
I'd like to look ahead, actually. Mr. Rubin, the Iraqis have to draft and endorse a constitution by August 15th. That's about 7 weeks from now. Are they likely to make that deadline?
Frankly, my experience with the Iraqis is if you give a deadline, a firm deadline, you can always count on them being in a closed room caucus, smoke-filled room for 48 hours past that deadline when they're come to an agreement. The problem is, in this case, there's actually a clause that allows them a six-month extension. And in this case, while our politicians and our diplomats want them to get on with the job, it's kind of tempting just to keep their jobs for an extra 6 months.
Let's talk about the issues for a moment that will be involved in negotiating. Larry Diamond, what are the main sticking points?
Well, obviously, one is going to be the relationship between religion and the state and whether the very limited provisions for recognizing Islam as having just one basis for legislation will prevail, or whether those people of a more religious orientation who wanted Islam to be the basis of legislation will have their preference prevail. My guess is it'll be much closer to the former. And then there will be a debate on all sorts of other issues, the structure of the executive, the degree of judicial review, whether the elaborate provisions for individual liberties will be sustained in the permanent constitution. But I would emphasize that an elite deal on a permanent constitution is not enough. The public, as a democratic body, has not been adequately involved in this discussion in Iraq. And I think it is an illusion to think that this democracy can be adequately grounded and legitimated simply by another set of elite deals. There needs to be a larger public dialogue, and that cannot happen by August 15th.
When I last visited the Iraqi National Assembly in mid-April, in talking to Shia Arabs, Sunni Arabs, Kurds, Turkmen, what they said is one shouldn't necessarily be so pessimistic. Let's look at what we agree on. First of all, we agree on freedom of speech. Second of all, we agree on freedom of assembly. Third, we agree on freedom of religious practice. Fourth, we agree on the right to political participation, political party formation, and so forth. Now, the two main issues are the role of religion and also federalism. Now, when it comes to the role of religion, I attended a conference of Iraqi women, and it was interesting. Many of the Iraqi women from Hilla were fiercely religious, and they were saying, Dasturna al-Quran, the constitution, our constitution is the Quran, and that we should have strict Islamic law. And then all these women from Baghdad were saying, when a policeman pulls you over for speeding, what Quranic verse is he going to write the ticket from? And that was an issue of how to merge the emotional response that everything should be based strictly on religion with the practicalities of government. The other issue I would just add is these two debates about religion and federalism aren't necessarily all that separate, because when you do have a constituency that is fiercely religious, as many of the Sunni political parties are, and you have constituencies which are a little bit more secular or liberal, like the Kurds, the way out of this is federalism.
Getting back to the whole question of this deadline, what happens politically if that deadline is missed?
If they miss the deadline and the process is well underway, I don't think the consequences are going to be disastrous. I think the disaster enters in if they don't get the permanent constitution drafted by February 15th, which would be the second deadline. Then I think you're talking about a big crisis of legitimacy and public confidence.
What about, in this situation, what about the American public? What if the original deadline isn't met? What impact might that have on the Bush administration and its plans for this war?
I think it depends on how it's framed. If the Bush administration keeps framing this as something that has to be done by August 15th, or it'll be a victory for the terrorists, then they will have, by definition, created a victory for the terrorists. If they take a more realistic stance and say, well, we hope it's done by August 15th, but the interim constitution allows for a one-time six-month extension, and we think the most important thing is that the process be democratic and the outcome be democratic, then I think the American people will accept that.
Larry Diamond and Michael Rubin were political advisors to the Coalition Provisional Authority in Baghdad, which handed over power to the Iraqis 1 year ago today.